You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
As directed, I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
The FCC is voting yes on new net neutrality rules. White House spokesman Josh Earnest got word of the vote during his Thursday press briefing.
Our policy team will be taking a look at exactly what it is that they approved. Early indications were that it was going to be in line and consistent with what with the position that the president had articulated last November.
The agency approved the regulations in a 3-2 vote. The new rules classify broadband internet as a common carrier under Title II, which allows it to be regulated like a utility. They also require internet service providers to treat all traffic on their networks the same and not slow some traffic to boost revenue. Critics say the regulations go too far and interfere with the free market. The regulations will likely be challenged in court. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama will look over the new net neutrality rules.
We'll take a look at that, and once our policy folks have had an opportunity to review the policy that they've approved.
Obama praised Thursday's decision in an open letter that the White House posted online. He said the action will protect innovation and level the playing field for the next generation of entrepreneurs for a free and fair internet. This is USA Radio News.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just a way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The NFL is appealing a federal judge ruling in the Adrian Peterson case. The league tells Pro Football Talk it disagrees with the decision to overturn Peterson's denied appeal and will have this latest ruling reviewed by the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. The former NFL MVP will head back to the commissioner's exempt list throughout the remainder of the proceedings. Do you know someone with an officially designated rare disease? You'll want to know that tomorrow is Rare Disease Day worldwide. Author Sean Hepburn Ferrer's mother, actress Audrey Hepburn, died of a rare cancer. He says his family didn't know where to turn when she was diagnosed.
What we felt, actually, as a family was a crushing sense of loneliness, lack of information, lack of alternatives, treatment alternatives. And that's what really touched the nerve when I was asked to become ambassador for Rare Disease Day.
He says pharmaceutical companies have managed to create drugs to treat some rare diseases, even though there often aren't enough victims to do clinical trials. He's written a book about rare diseases titled Mauricio of Uruguay. Also, one of this year's Oscar-nominated movies, Our Curse, is about a rare disease. Rare diseases are diseases that affect less than 200,000 people worldwide. Author Sean Hepburn Ferrer, this year's ambassador for Rare Disease Day, says pharmaceutical companies have managed to create drugs to treat some rare diseases.
Because some of these diseases have very few participants, if you may, they've been able to create a pocket of new medications called orphan drugs.
You can learn more at rarediseaseday.us. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with scattered flurries between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 28 degrees and northwesterly winds between 6 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 2. Wind chill values as low as negative 5. The northwesterly winds will be between 5 and 7 miles per hour. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 27 and the wind chill values as low as negative 8. Northwesterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 10 and calm winds. Sunday, a chance of snow after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 32 and calm winds becoming southwesterly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Little or no snow accumulation expected, and then Sunday evening snow will be likely. Cloudy skies with a low around 30 and the chance of precipitation 70%. Monday, start your work week with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 40. And you are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show and the bearer of not so great news weather-wise, but you know what, guys? We should be used to it already. I drove over here this morning listening to the weather forecast, and it turns out the entire country is going to be blanketed in this storm that we are experiencing this Sunday evening. So what are we to say? We've had an entire month of it. They're saying February is the worst month in history, I guess, of these high temperatures, or I should say low temperatures. That's Freudian slip. I wish they were high temperatures. So what does it all mean? Well, we're going to trudge into March on Sunday. And according to the weather forecast, not with improved temperatures. So I don't remember what that groundhog did, but it doesn't look like we've got a good March on the horizon anytime soon. And I have to say, as the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, that because of these temperatures, we have to watch our animals, we have to watch our family, we have to watch, most importantly, our seniors. Because if they were housebound before, even just getting out to a doctor's appointment with all this snow and ice, we don't want them to fall, we don't want them to have any more problems than they're already experiencing. And if they are staying snug as a bug in their houses, which we recommend to them every day when we call our clients through the telephone reassurance program, if you think you're going stir crazy with this, if you think that you haven't been able to get out and socialize, just think that their socialization is even less than normal. So what I'm asking is that you remember to call, you remember to visit. If you've got a neighbor, believe me, they would love a tap on the door to just say hi, bring a muffin, and make sure that they are okay. The other problem with the weather is that we eat differently. Our folks with diabetes need to watch their diets. We fall into ruts where we don't keep up with the diet that our particular body needs. And this is another concern for my seniors. We have had people we've had to send the EMTs to, and particularly those people with diabetes. So there's a lot of things that happen in weather like this. And I know we all are talking about, oh, it's depressing, and my goodness, today's a sunny day, and isn't that great? Because we've had some very gray, gray days, and we all say, oh, it's getting depressing. But think about somebody who isn't getting to work and isn't getting to rant and rave about the weather because nobody is there. Please remember your seniors, whether they're your mom or dad, whether they're your uncle or aunt, whether they are the neighbor next door, just remember them. If you're on the bus with them, you know, make sure that they're getting off okay. Make sure that they have a helping hand or arm if they need it. You know, some of our seniors are very active, well into the late 80s, early 90s. They're getting on that link, bless them, and they, you know, they're not going to sit home. But that doesn't mean that somebody who sees them getting off and on the link can't offer a helping hand, by opening the door for them and letting them go through if it's at the doctor's office or the grocery store, what have you. So this is a shout out to all of you that that care a little harder in this weather. We all can use it. We really have to care for each other. I mentioned animals. This is very hard on the animals. You know, be careful in terms of their exercise as well. They can go slipping and sliding. I know the horse community is really, it's been hit hard because they can't get their horses out because it's ice. They don't want them to slip and fall and break a leg. On the other hand, the digestive system of horses is very finicky, and so colic abounds. So it's not, you know, it hasn't been the greatest month. Let's look out after each other and make sure that we take the proper precautions. Let's make sure that we drive slowly. There's no competition out on these roads. And I also want to thank all the Department of Public Works in all the different municipalities and especially the county, because I've been driving, you know, Huntington Helpline's 24/7. And we can go remote anywhere, anytime, but there's nothing like being in the office. So during these snowstorms, I have gone back into the office when I could have stayed at home. And I've just been very impressed that early in the morning, as early as 7 o'clock, those roads have been clear enough to travel safely. And you can see that DPWs of all the areas were out at night and taking care of us. So again, I think we often rant and rave in the negative way about our departments of public works, but I have to say that they've taken good care of us this winter, and I can't imagine, you know, the overtime they've had too, quite frankly. But let's hope for March 1st finally bringing us some much-deserved temperatures, let's put it that way. Okay, I'm going to take a break, and again, look after those seniors.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. I'm Susan Lax, if you just tuned in, and your host of the show. We've been talking about reaching out to the seniors of the county during these miserable, cold, cold days and making sure that they're okay, giving them a helping hand. So I want to talk about our Seniors and Disability Services Division as a segue, because we do have lots of programs for our seniors, including the Telephone Reassurance Program, which I mentioned earlier, and the Friendly Visitor Program. We have now added the Volunteer Shopper Program, and of course we publish Choices for Seniors, which is the Elder Care Directory for seniors and their caregivers in a quad county area, four counties, Hunterdon, Somerset, Warren, and Mercer. We're gearing up to publish the next version of that in July. And so if you're a business out there with an elder care program or service or product, you are eligible to advertise in the directory, and you can get some more information if you are interested by first of all going to the website, which in addition to the printed version of the directory, offers an incredible interactive version of the directory that you can link to clients, and that's at www.choicesforseniorsdirectory, all one word. That's Choices for Seniors Directory, all one word, and that's .org. And you'll be able to play around with that directory. All of the advertisers in the elder care section in the back have links that are all active, so anyone looking at their ads will be able to go directly to their website. In the front of the directory, you have all the nonprofit and government agencies serving seniors and persons with disabilities. So do check it out, and there's also information right on that website on how to get in contact with the development director, Polly Anderson, who would be happy to tell you all about advertising opportunities in this beautiful 8x11 glossy publication, written in a font that we can all read, I might add. So it's been very successful, flew off the shelf in terms of the hard copies. And now, like I said, we are updating it for the 2015-2016 year. So it's an opportunity for your business. Again, if you have an elder care program, service, or product, you can't just advertise in it if it's not. This is for seniors and their caregivers, and we want this to be the type of directory that is just purely about what they need. So that's one of the things that we do. Telephone reassurance, we call our seniors up several times a day, or maybe once a day, just for a chat. We'll stay on the line if they need to take medication to make sure that they have in fact taken that medication. Remind them of taking their sugar test if they have to take insulin. We do whatever needs to be done in order to reach out to that person 60 years of age and older who needs to be checked in on. This is an incredible program for the seniors, but excuse me, it is also something for the caregivers so that the caregivers are able to go to work, able to go to an appointment, run an errand without constantly thinking, oh, I've got to call mom or dad, I've got to call my loved one to see if they're okay. The telephone reassurance program is just amazing. It's amazing for us who call, and it's amazing for the clients. The seniors really look forward to the calls that they get and look forward to the different people who call them. It's not the same person that calls every day. And unfortunately, we've had to call the EMTs, as I mentioned before, more often than we like, but we've saved lives, and I'm not saying that gratuitously. I want to pat myself and my staff and my volunteers and Hundred and Helpline on the back, but to tell you just how important this service is. But we need volunteers. We need volunteers for all of our senior programs, and we need them now. For telephone reassurance, you can come in between 8 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. Pick out a block of time. Make the calls. You will be under the supervision of a staff member to make sure everything is okay at all times. And you can pick any day of the week. 7 choices. We also have the Friendly Visitor Program, where you spend about 2 hours with a client, a senior, a person who may have disabilities and is homebound. And just, again, this is a social visit. This is purely a social visit. No heavy lifting. This is a fun time for both of you. We match you according to geography and interests. You can play cards. You can read. This is how I started out with Helpline years ago as a friendly visitor volunteer, and it was an amazing, amazing experience. Wonderful. Then we also have the volunteer shopper, which we have taken over from the Department of Seniors and Veterans over at the Department of Social Services. We just felt, since we do all the senior programs anyway, that we could offer this. Well, we are inundated with seniors who need this program. And so we have to have volunteers. And really, all it is getting the grocery list, doing the shopping, and dropping it off. And that might sound so simple, but think about it. Most of our programs about seniors who do not want to leave their home, that they are comfortable in their own home, they want to stay there. It's been proven that their mental and physical health is better when they are in their own home, if they can function properly, I might very specifically add. And who doesn't want to stay at home? But there are limitations. And again, a reminder for medication, a friendly visit from somebody so that they're not sitting there by themselves, and shopping and getting and having somebody get their groceries. Many of our seniors, a shout out to Meals on Wheels, do get Meals on Wheels, but that's not every day. That's not 3 times a day. That's not being able to, as we all do, get up in the middle of the night and make a sandwich. So it's a very, very important service. You can give of your time once a week, twice a week, however often, for one client, many clients. It really depends upon you, but we need you. We need you. The list is just growing and growing. And we get these calls from seniors who say, please, you know, I have no groceries in the house. I can't get out. They're unable to navigate the link and their grocery bags if they do go to the ShopRite, if they do utilize the link. You know, it's hard to imagine, but one day we're all going to be there. We are all going to be there. We're all going to need telephone reassurance. If we want to stay in our house, we're all going to need somebody to grocery shop for us. So I don't know who's listening out there, but if you are, we need volunteers. And you can go to our website, which we're playing around with, so that you can actually fill out a volunteer application on. But you can still give us your name and your email so we can get in touch with you, even if the other part is still kind of under construction. And our website is www.helplinehc.org. HelplineHC, all one word, .org. It will also tell you all the other things that we do, literacy services, our events, Salsa Nights coming up, all the different things that we do for populations in our area that are at risk. It's amazing how many calls that we get a year, close to 25,000, because people need help, and they certainly have needed help since this recent Great Depression. So just think about volunteering. You know, we could all be in this position, and we all could all know somebody that is in this position. I know we all do, and there's nothing like volunteering. You go home at the end of your time, and you know you've reaped your own benefits. You know that the rewards are great, and you have helped somebody beyond imagination. I mean, just think of, you know, the snowstorm that's coming. What happens during that snowstorm? We all bombard the grocery stores and the quick stops and all of those places for milk and eggs and all those staples, because we're battening down the hatches and know that we may not be able to travel. Well, that's a luxury. That is a luxury compared to some of our senior clients who don't have the luxury of saying, oh my goodness, I just heard on the radio that a big snowstorm's coming. I better get to the grocery store. I better stock up in case I'm in the house for a few days. Well, they're in the house for longer than a few days and sometimes don't have those groceries. So if you're able to become a volunteer shopper, it would be just absolutely incredible for somebody that needs it. So you're going to go to the website, and that is www.helplinehc.org. You can fill it out there, or you can call us at 908-782-4357. Wouldn't it be great when I got off the air and I went back to the office that Jerry, who's doing the phones right now, will say, my gosh, I just got five people who called and volunteered. That would be amazing. Absolutely amazing. So 908-782-4357. Or you can always email directly our volunteer programs coordinator, Alejandra, and that's volunteer programs, all one word, at helplinehc.org. Volunteer programs at helplinehc.org. And I'm going to come back and talk about some of the other nonprofits in our area who could also use your help. But first, these messages.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. Nine people are dead in at least four separate crime scenes in a rural Missouri community. Police say the shootings in Tyrone are linked and that the suspected shooter is among the dead. More details are expected during a news conference scheduled for later this morning. Attorney General Eric Holder wants to see tighter security at the nation's shopping malls. Holder says mall operators need to increase security staffing and add more cameras in light of terrorist threats against the Mall of America in Minnesota and other major shopping centers. A Virginia man is reportedly being questioned following the arrest of three Brooklyn men on charges of plotting to join ISIS. NBC News reports that the man was taken into custody on immigration charges, and he's being questioned about the plot. Republican House Speaker John Boehner continues to blame Senate Democrats for the funding dispute involving the Department of Homeland Security. DHS funding runs out at midnight tonight without congressional action. The economy is expanding at a slower pace than expected in the fourth quarter. Figures released today by the Commerce Department shows the nation's gross domestic product rose at an annual rate of 2.2%. This is USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic99.com.
And again, your weather for the Huntington area. We are going to get a little bit of snow, supposedly today. Some flurries before 4 p.m. Otherwise, enjoy the sun with a whopping high near 28 degrees. Northwesterly winds around 8 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 2. The wind chill values take it to negative 5. So stay under those quilts. Saturday, sunny with a high near 27. And wind chill values as low as negative 8 with northwesterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 10 and calm winds. On Sunday, a chance of snow after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a high near 32, the chance of precipitation is 30%, and little or no snow accumulation is expected. However, Sunday night, snow is likely with a 70% chance of precipitation, cloudy with a low around 30 degrees. And Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40, and hopefully the Huntington County area will not get hit as hard as some of these other places that we are hearing are going to be slammed. So I guess you can count your blessings. We are back with Hands Across Huntington, and I was giving a shout out for volunteers and a shout out to my volunteers. Huntington Helpline has 90 volunteers. We need 90 more volunteers. Okay. We have volunteers who are tutoring in literacy for us. We have volunteers who do our telephone reassurance. We have volunteers who participate in Ask the Attorney Night, volunteer attorneys who actually give freely of their time, and it's amazing. We have a lot of different volunteers, but we need more. And so do the other nonprofits in our area, and many of us have joined together to create what is called Give Huntington. And what is Give Huntington? Give Huntington is a effort to reach out to all of you who have limited funds, the same as everybody, but would like to give back to the community and give back to your own community. So the nonprofits have come together to participate as a member of Give Huntington and tell you what it is they need through its website, givehuntington.org. You will see a variety of different logos. You can click on a logo and go to the nonprofits that you might be interested in. Read up what is its main mission, what is its vision, and also see what are their needs, whether it be monetary material, or volunteers. This is huge, okay, because we have a little slogan sometimes I use on ads for 100 and Helpline, and that is 100 and Helpline runs on volunteers. You know how they say America runs on Dunkin' Donuts, so I stole just a little bit. We all run on volunteers. The budgets that we have, one, I mean, this is a known fact. You work for a nonprofit, the salaries are not like working for a business or a corporation, or for, I should say, a for-profit business. So our staff, the little staff that we have, they're not getting the big bucks. So we rely on volunteers to fill in our needs so that we can have capacity to do the programs that are so important to the populations that we serve. So if you go on give100and.org, you will be able to see, as much as I want you to come to 100 and Helpline to volunteer, you know, maybe some of the programs and services we do are not up your alley, but maybe you have an affinity towards, say, the victims of domestic violence. Well, Safe in Hunterdon is on the website. You could click on Safe in Hunterdon, learn more about Safe in Hunterdon, see what their needs are, and then go directly to their website to sign up, to say, to call, whatever you need to do. It is a way to reach out to all of you who I know want to give back to your community, but often say, I've heard about this one, I've heard about that one. Who do I really want to give my time and effort to? Again, I have limited funds, so do I send the check to here or to there? What will make a difference? Well, now you can go to give100and.org and find out. And the list of nonprofits is growing. Right now we have 14, I believe, and it's increasing every day. We've got Norwest CAP. We've got the YMCA. We have Family Promise. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Safe in Hunterdon, Youth Services of Hunterdon County, the Flemington Area Food Pantry, Meals on Wheels, Good News, Home for Women, Hunterdon Helpline, of course. We have Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program, and Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One, which I want to give a shout out. They're having their annual dinner in March, I believe, and it is honoring Rabbi Evan Jaffe, who has done so much, so much for this community. The list goes on and on. Can't say enough about that. I'm going to try to be there myself. Very, very important. And again, we rely so much upon your participation, whether it's as a volunteer, whether it's a donation, whether it's attending an event. So it's very, very important that you find one of the ways to help out. Again, any one of us could be in this situation at any time. Another organization that's part of Give Hunterdon is Fisherman's Mark down in Lambertville. And they do wonderful work in an area that oftentimes, you know, is sort of on the edge of the county, if you will. But just absolute wonderful work. Every organization that's part of Give Hunterdon, it's just amazing. CASA for Children. This is CASA for Hunterdon, Warren, and Somerset counties. And it is court-appointed special advocates for children. By the way, Volunteer Guardianship 101 is court-appointed guardians for seniors. So they, interestingly enough, do very similar work, looking out for the interests of somebody who needs a guardian to make sure that their life is in order, that their opportunities are there, they're not neglected, etc. And it's interesting to see one's for children and one's for our seniors. So shout out to them as well. And Nami of Hunterdon. And you all know Larry Cartwright, who's a host on Mental Health Matters and right here on this radio station. And we kind of be each other's guests from time to time. So you've heard a lot about him, but, and the organization. What's really special is that all these organizations work together, not just as part of Give Hunterdon, but in the community. So often I hear like, oh, all these organizations, they all do the same thing. Really, we don't. Even if we are addressing children's concerns, it's different. Every single one of these organizations does something for a population differently than another. A case in point, Family Promise, who, by the way, every year has Box City and my family goes to, and it's a wonderful event that you too can enjoy. So keep that at the back of your mind. So they shelter people, mostly women and children, families comprised of women and children. So they shelter. Well, if you go on our website, we shelter too. But we're not sheltering the same people in the same way. Our sheltering is emergency services, such as now with the weather being horrible and people are out literally on the street or in their cars. They have no place to go. Emergency sheltering. If somebody has a fire in their house, unfortunately, where do they go that night? They can call Hunterdon Helpline. So who goes to Family Promise for sheltering? These are families that, for whatever reason, had a problem maintaining their home and suddenly find themselves without one. And Family Promise takes them in, provides them with shelter in the evening at a variety of participating houses of worship, and then brings the parents back to Family Promise here in Flemington during the day so that they can look for a job, they can run their errands, etc., while the kids are at school. It's a fantastic program. But on face value, if you say, well, look at, and Safe and Hunterdon obviously shelters victims of domestic abuse. If you look at it at face value, you're looking at three agencies and you could say to yourself, oh my gosh, all the sheltering. Like, how do I choose, you know, to give money here or to there? Or why do we have to have three agencies? Why do we only have one? Again, because we're different. Again, because the programs and services that we offer are, in fact, very different from each other. And we each have expertise in those particular areas. So that is why we're offering what we do. Okay, Hunterdon Helpline is 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Family Promise is not. If you have an issue, when their office closes, the voice message says, call Hunterdon Helpline. Safe and Hunterdon has a 24-hour hotline, but again, it is strictly for people who are victims of domestic abuse. So, again, go to givehunterdon.org, look at all these different agencies, and learn about us. At the very least, learn about us. If you're not ready to send a check, you're not ready to volunteer, learn about us. Know what's going on in your community and know that people are being helped. And if you ever need help, you can reach out to us as well. Okay, so I'm going to take another break and be back with you shortly.
Hi. This is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found,
supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're back. Hands across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline. And I was talking about givehunterdon.org. If you are a nonprofit who wants to join us on givehunterdon.org, no membership fee. The only thing that we do is occasionally pool our money so that we can provide buy advertising space and get you all to learn more about us, because that's the big deal, getting you all to learn more about what we do in the county, what's so important, why we need grants, donations, corporate foundations to back us, why we need sponsors for all of our different events. By the way, on givehunterdon.org, you can go on the calendar and you will see all the events that the various nonprofits are holding so that you can put it on your calendar and participate, or reach out to them and say, you know what, I want to be a sponsor. It's so, so important. You know, again, we run on volunteers, we run on donations. We're a nonprofit, and that means that our administrative costs are, we try to keep very, very low so that most of the monies go into the programs and services we provide. However, I do want to say this. The people who put on these programs and services also get to or deserve to be paid. They also deserve not to be in a position where they have to take two or three jobs. So when a lot of these grants come in and they, you know, it's, we don't want to pay for administrative stuff. We just want to pay for the program. We want to provide the books for literacy. We don't want to provide for the program coordinator and just pay somebody's salary. You know, there's a disconnect there. Without that program coordinator, the program doesn't go on. You can store a warehouse full of books and the program will not go on. And that program coordinator who is helping people at risk should be able to also have a living wage that we hope for all our clients to someday achieve. So, you know, when you think about giving and you want to designate or whatever, just keep that in mind that it's not a bad thing to give for administrative costs. It's not a bad thing to give towards the infrastructure of the office. All of these things combined make for a successful program. So givehunterdon.org. Again, the nonprofits who are part of Give Hunterdon, Norwest Cap, YMCA, Family Promise, Safe in Hunterdon, Youth Services, Flemington Area Food Pantry, Meals on Wheels, Good News for Women, Hunterdon Volunteer Guardianship, One-on-One, Fisherman's Mark, NAMI, and Casa Shaw, serving Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren, and Hunterdon Helpline. That's who I forgot. That's pretty funny. So if you are a nonprofit, join us. Again, no cost to you. Just come on board. Let us all pull our love, if you will, for getting these services and programs out to those in need and being respectful of each other, knowing that, you know, we're not vying for the monies out there. We're not vying for the volunteers, that we all give in a different way. And so again, while I said that all these programs and services are differentiated, they're not all the same. We're not doing the same work. So too, we recognize that volunteers have a certain propensity towards one organization over another, and the same with donors. But give. I don't, you know, if it's not Hunterdon Helpline today, so be it. Go give to Family Promise or one of the other ones. They're much, much needed. You'll also find, as I said, on the site what our needs are, both monetarily, materially, and volunteer-wise. Now, materially means, I think it was Casa Shaw needed folding chairs because they put on their tricky tray, and some of the other organizations might need a computer. I think we put out for a laptop. So there's different ways of contributing and different items that we need. And so, again, just go to the site. You'll find out how to do it. And again, most of us need volunteers. If we don't, it says so on the site. But if you can give of your time, that would be most welcome. Our biggest shout out at Hunterdon Helpline, again, we need telephone reassurance callers, and we also need volunteer shoppers. So that is really important. How to reach Hunterdon Helpline, www.helplinehc.org. Or 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357, or you can call our 1-800 number, which is 272-4630, 272-4630. And who are we? Well, we're a 46-year-old nonprofit institution here in Hunterdon County, and we have been serving you 24/7, 365 days out of the year, forever. And we will provide you with all the information that you need regarding human needs, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, compassionate listening. Listening, we are the link after hours when their office closes. Really, if you don't know what you need, if you do know what you need, you give us a call at 908-782-4357, and we will either connect and link you to other services or with our own programs and services. Basically, an entire holistic approach for your success or your neighbor's success. Or your loved one's success. Doesn't have to be you. Just take down this number just in case anyone you know ever needs it. Again, 908-782-4357. And think about volunteering. It's very, very important. And very important in terms of some of the events we've got coming up. I want to give a shout out while I can. My time is waning here. But Salsa Night 2015 on Main Street, July 18th. And we already have some sponsors. ShopRite is once again our signature sponsor. They are amazing. The energy that they exude during this event is just fantastic. And we also have Unity Bank, who was a sponsor last year. And we thank them profusely for supporting our programs and being an integral part of our neighborhood. I can't say enough about Unity Bank. And who's our Beer and Wine Garden sponsor? Yep, once again, it's Jake's Restaurant, and we so appreciate their sponsorship because not only do they support the effort monetarily, but they bring a fun part of the, I have to say, a fun part of the event is being able to have a glass of beer or wine. They keep the cost down incredibly. And help us dance and carry on, and they're just absolutely wonderful. So Salsa Night, July 18th, 2015 on Main Street. If you're listening and you're a business that wants to get in on the action, we've already started advertising, so it's a many months of good marketing for your business. Just give us a call at 908-782-4357. If you want to be a vendor, get in on it now. We had over 4,500 people, 4,500 people and counting. DPW told me it was more. So be a vendor, be a sponsor. Salsa Night, all one word, at helplinehc.org is the email for information and a vendor packet. And hopefully we will see you, but hopefully we'll listen to each other a week from now, next Friday. Coming up next is Boomer's World.
The news.